An article Churchill wrote more than 3 years ago suggested some of the victims of the World Trade Center attacks were not innocent. It compared them to Nazi technocrats. Those views prompted death threats against Churchill and led to the recent cancellation of his talks at three other campuses. But UW-Whitewater Chancellor Jack Miller says there have been no such threats surrounding Churchill's Wisconsin talk. He's rejected calls to cancel it, including one from state legislators.
I'm not afraid of his words, and I don't think our students and faculty are.
Reporters will certainly ask Churchill about his views on 9/11, but his scheduled talk is on racism against Native Americans. It's one of a four-part campus series in honor of Native American Pride Week. The other speakers include former Bureau of Indian Affairs Director Ada Deer, Jim Northrup, a renowned Ojibwe storyteller from Minnesota, and Neil Hall, an Ojibwe spiritual leader from Canada. Mitchell says his only regret is that the furor surrounding Churchill may distract people from the other speakers.
I think it's too bad that there's three other speakers who are all excellent, who are all also well-known, who have all also spoken at many universities around the country, as has Mr. Churchill, who won't get the same level of attention, but I guess that's just life.
Churchill's credentials as a spokesperson on Native American issues are under fire in his home state of Colorado, and he also gets poor reviews from free speech experts like UW-Madison professor Donald Downs.
Churchill himself doesn't really believe in free speech. He obstructs Columbus Day parades, claiming they're forms of hate speech. So I think the most unfortunate thing is that it's turned a person who really isn't worthy of all that much respect, at least on the free speech front, into a martyr in the name of the First Amendment.
Still, Downs applauds UW-Whitewater for standing up for Churchill's right to express his unpopular views. He plans to go to the talk to see if the audience will resist the temptation to shout Churchill down and choose instead to challenge him during a question and answer period. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.